The front lawn of Heart of Fire Church in Louisville's Fern Creek neighborhood became a parking lot Monday to accommodate hundreds of Johnson's mourners, many of whom rode in on motorcycles. Johnson was the preacher at Heart of Fire, which has an orange sign out front proclaiming bikers are welcome. Next to it, another sign still carries the title of Johnson's last planned sermon, Satan Accuses, God Says You're Not Guilty. Frankie DeBrino is a preacher who says he was a friend of Johnson's.
It's not easy being a preacher. We all get persecuted, every one of us. But people say the wrong things. So whatever happened, happened. Remember, once you accept Christ, you repent of your sins, he's in heaven. So I don't believe those allegations against them. It's all false.
Last week, the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting published an extensive profile of Johnson, who is a Republican representative from Bullitt County. The article included accusations from a woman who said Johnson sexually assaulted her in the basement of Heart of Fire's fellowship hall after a New Year's party when she was 17 years old. It also casts doubts on Johnson's credentials and his tales of decades of heroics. Johnson denied the accusations in a press conference held at the church with his family and friends. The next day, he posted an apparent suicide note on Facebook that described KYCIR's report as fake news and called on conservatives to take a stand. Hours later, Johnson was found dead next to a bridge crossing the Salt River in Bullitt County, killed by what the coroner described as a self-inflicted gunshot to the head. On Monday, family members barred reporters from the funeral, except for reporters from WDRB, the local Fox affiliate. R.Z. Miller, a friend of Johnson's and pastor from Spirit of Peace Missionary Baptist Church, said members of Johnson's family led the service.
To see his talented children, you know, express themselves through music and to do the things that they did, and then to see such a staunch woman like Rebecca to speak as she spoke, and to have the presence of so many people. And then the Spirit of the Lord was there.
Johnson was a freshman member of the state legislature. He was first elected in 2016 as part of a wave that gave Republicans control of the state House of Representatives for the first time in nearly a century. Representative Robbie Mills is a Republican from Henderson and attended the funeral. He's another freshman lawmaker and shared an office suite with Johnson.
I knew him for the last year and was a dedicated guy and loved everybody that he came in contact with, and that's why I'm here today to express my condolences to the family.
But in the 2 days between the KYCIR report and Johnson's death, both the Republican Party of Kentucky and Republican leaders of the House were calling for Johnson to resign his seat. During his first year as a lawmaker, Johnson proposed legislation dealing with religious freedom and had pre-filed a bill for the upcoming legislative session that would totally ban abortion in the state. In recent interviews, Johnson's widow, Rebecca, has blamed news organizations for covering the allegations against her husband, and she says she plans to run for the House district Dan Johnson used to represent. After the funeral, Rebecca Johnson rode on the back of a motorcycle driven by her son, Judah. They led a funeral procession that included scores of bikers following the hearse, carrying Johnson's casket from Heart of Fire to a cemetery in Mount Washington. I'm Rylan Barton in Louisville.